As of yesterday's 5 o'clock filing deadline, only two candidates had submitted the necessary signatures to make the ballot for this year's Supreme Court contest. That means incumbent Justice Louis Butler and his challenger, Circuit Judge Michael Gableman, can focus all of their attention on the April 1st general election. Sun Prairie attorney Charlie Schutz decided last week to drop out of the race for health reasons. University of Wisconsin-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says he expects the race to be somewhat of a repeat of last year's battle for the high court, with third-party groups weighing in heavily.
Partisans and ideological groups have found more and more that they think are at stake in Supreme Court decisions. And they've realized that they can influence the composition of the court through electoral politics.
The big difference between this year and last is that this is not an open seat. Justice Butler is appointed to the court to fill a vacancy. Historically, it's very tough to knock off an incumbent justice in Wisconsin. Franklin thinks that could play to Butler's advantage.
But it's not as big an advantage as it would be if he had won election on his own previously. But, you know, Justice Butler has taken part in some controversial decisions on the court, especially from the point of view of business interests. And so I think it's hard to believe he won't draw a good deal of opposition.
The Supreme Court race is officially nonpartisan, but Butler is generally backed by Democrats and Gableman by Republicans. Butler lost a bid for the high court back in 2000 against then-incumbent Justice Diane Sykes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.